The Second Epistle General of Peter. 2 Peter 1.
Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. We'd like to welcome you to the program today. And to this episode, we're going to be talking about discipleship. We're going to be talking about encouraging, just to encourage you in discipleship. And again, to be able to examine ourselves, where we are in this Christian walk, in this walk of faith. Are we being led by the Spirit and are living lives obedient to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? Amen. We're going to open with prayer, then we're going to get right into the conversation tonight. I thank all those who joined us online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. We can always go to listen to the archive of all our past episodes that we've put out there for the last couple of years. And if you receive this text message link, brothers, again, I encourage you to go to the website. If you're listening online, on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., we are doing a live program, and you can call in at 646-668-2636 on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Also, at the end of the program, we have a couple of events coming up. Just as a reminder for you, is men's gathering, men's fellowship, men's Bible study. But I'll be giving that information at the end of this episode. Let us pray. Father God, we just say thank you. Father, we just say thank you today, O God. We just thank you for this opportunity, O God, to speak into the lives of men. Father, I say thank you for God, what you've done in my life, oh God. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for the salvation of my family, oh God. I thank you, God, for saving my life today, oh God. Father, I pray that today will be a day of salvation, that someone will hear this and be encouraged, God. I'm praying for the growth and the spiritual maturity of the brothers that is listening to this episode, to this program, oh God. I ask, oh God, that today, oh God, that something will be said, that your word, O God, stir up their hearts and minds, O God, that the spirit within them be stirred, O God, that they will have a hunger to pursue the things of God. Father, we pray today, O God, for those men that may be listening who have not yet given their lives to Christ, that they will be compelled, O God, to come to you in faith, O God, that will believe your word, believe what you said about yourself, that you are the Son of God, that you died for our sins, O God. So, Father, we ask, O God, today, God, for revelation. We ask for spiritual eyes to be opened, that the blindness to be taken off, O God, that something, again, will be said that will encourage your brother. For the brothers in the faith, God, we pray, God, for their souls today. We pray for their continued commitment to their families as husbands, fathers, and sons, Lord God. We ask that you would strengthen them, God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And, Father, if there's any man out there with a need, O God, that is struggling physically, emotionally, financially, if they're struggling in their marriages, they're struggling in relationship with their children, Lord God. Father, if there's anything, oh God, that they need, oh God, that they will come to you in prayer, that you would give them the direction, the wisdom, and discernment, oh God, to make the right decisions as husbands and fathers, oh God, that they'll be able to lead in the communities, in the church, and in their homes, oh God. So, Father, we just thank you right now. Continue to bless us. Continue to watch over us, Lord. Give your church favor, oh God, that we will all stand before you and hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Continue to use our lives, oh God, to advance your kingdom and live lives that are glorifying to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. Well, amen, brothers. Today, depending when you listen to it and when you've gotten this text and the link and that you take opportunity to listen in, first of all, let me thank you and I pray that something to be said will encourage you in your Christian walk. That will encourage you to move forward in your faith. Amen? Amen. So tonight we're going to be talking about being a disciple and discipleship. You know, a disciple, what is a disciple? Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, verse 14, called us. He said, follow me. Follow me. And a disciple is someone who follows another's teaching and adheres to it. It is a commitment and a process. It involves commitment and time to undertake the learning, and as a Christian, we have a desire to imitate Christ, to be Christ-like. And to get to that place, where God wants us, where he can use us, we are called to be disciples. We are to become disciples, we are to be discipled, and we are to disciple others so that they might turn, in turn, disciple others. This is how the church is built. This is how we, as husbands and fathers, our responsibility is to disciple first in our homes, and then disciple out in the community and reaching the lost for Christ. Amen? This is all about living our lives for Christ, following, learning, listening, observing, and experiencing life directly with Jesus through his word and through the counsel and instruction of godly, mature Christians, our pastors, our elders, those who we come under and submit to in discipleship to learn of him. You know, we have spiritual mature men of God who teach, and we have to be willing to make the commitment, and also sometimes to sacrifice, to come into a place where we're learning, where we're submitting unto them to learn the things of God that they can, again, share with us. Amen. I want to give homework early in my speaking. Anybody who knows me knows that we always talk about being homework, that we are called to study, to pray, study, believe, and apply the word of God. So for homework, I want to just give you is Luke chapter 14, verse 27, and Matthew chapter 10, verse 38. Those are the two verses we can focus on for next week or next day or whenever you get opportunity to meditate on those words, just not read on those verses, but to meditate on them and understand what they're saying to us and what they're speaking to us, our lives, and to be able to apply it. Amen? Now, the discipleship has a course. We all know everything has a course, no matter what we have to do. Is a price to be paid. So the cost of following Christ will cost us and require effort and consistency. You know, and I understand, you know, I talk about this a lot at Issues Christian Men's Talk and at our Man Up events that, you know, we have to really make an effort and be consistent in the things we do. That being a disciple is more than just attending services. It's about seeking and studying for ourselves, preparing to be used by God, to take time to study his word, to understand his word, to apply the word, and that takes effort and consistency and submitting to the Holy Spirit in all things. giving because the Holy Spirit will also give us wisdom and discernment in this Christian walk as we grow in our faith. You know, so I just wanted to say that you and I ought to embrace our call and responsibility to be disciple and make disciples. We have to on purpose choose it, just like we on purpose choose anything else in our lives, our careers, our colleges, our jobs, our spouses, where we go, what we do, what we read, we make a lot of choices in this life, but we have to make a conscious understanding that we are Christians. Again, as Christians, we came to the understanding that we knew what Christ did for us and that we now are Christians, so now we have to embrace our call, and I say again, a call and responsibility to be a disciple and to make disciples. And once a man sets his heart and mind on the things of God, God will continue to use him. Amen? Because if we are only willing to learn and apply what Christ has taught, we will truly be his disciple. And then what will happen to the church? The church will be on fire by the Spirit and impacting our communities. And that's the thing we have to understand. We are the church. And as men, we are called to lead in the church, lead in the communities, and lead in our homes. But we can only do that in a godly manner if we are disciples of Christ. And the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding our decisions, our thought patterns, and how we reach the lost, and how we make an impact in our communities as a church body. And it starts with us as men. And when we hear God's call, depending on where our ill will and where our ear and our attitudes about the things of God, about how important we put in the importance that we put on the things of God, you know, it's more than just attending the Sunday services and hearing the preaching. What are we doing? What are each of us doing? Each of us who stand and look in the mirror, ask yourself, what are you doing for Christ? What are you doing for Christ? What are you doing to fulfill the Great Commission? Are you submitted to be disciple in the things of God? Because you cannot live out the Word of God if you don't know the Word of God. You don't study the Word of God. You don't know what you believe or why you believe it. You know, one of the basic things I learned a long time ago, you have to know what you believe and know why you believe it. And that's only by becoming a disciple. Again, being under and being discipled and being taught for understanding. You know, I always say also, we are not to get biblical knowledge to the point where we want to compare ourselves to how much scripture we memorize, how well we can, you know, we can teach and preach. We're not in competition. But we are all called to disciple because we're all called to be ambassadors and we're all called to fill the Great Commission. So it's not that we want to compare ourselves to each other. It's are we prepared that God can use us in where we are, in our circumstances, our circle of influence, the places we go where we can be the light, we can be salt and light in the circumstances of life that God puts us in. Because that's what we need to understand, that God, once we are mature saints of God, God will put us in a circumstance where we can bring light into the darkness. But we have to be taught. The original 12 had to be taught. God called them. He called them. He said, follow me. You know, one of the first things Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, to begin his ministry, Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And then let me go to the verse. It's going to be Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, starting at verse number 17. For the time Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting their nets unto the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fisher of men. He saw them, he called them, and they followed. He begged them. Today God is calling us and calling us to follow him, to follow him. And all we have to do is just merely, you know, God's not going to force us. He's not going to plead with us. He's merely going to present the option to us, just like he did for Peter and Andrew, and also for James and John, if you read down a little bit further in that Matthew chapter 4. Jesus just presented them and presented us with the option. just in Isaiah chapter 6 and 8, you know, when he spoke and he said, you know, Isaiah just answered, you know, I mean, he said, here I am, send me. Here I am, send me. And this is about discipleship. We must allow our spiritual eyes to be open and really have a passion to follow him. To follow him. That's what I ask every man that's listening on the episode, listening online today, that you stir up the passion within you to follow Christ. And they have an expectation that God wants to use you, wants to make you a disciple and take you to a place where you can be used by the church, that the churches can will be able to be grow in prayer, in worship, maturity, and revival will really take place. And revival is not to just, you know, stir people up emotionally, but that souls are being won for God, that people are coming to God, and that we are called to disciple others so that they may in turn disciple others. That's a real revival we're looking for, that we're discipling others and that they are now in turn going out and disciple others. So Jesus' call is, again, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. So let us allow the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, break our wills, you know, because we have to. Even the brothers that you confess to be a Christian today, if giving your life to Christ, but your will is not broken because you don't see Jesus Christ as your Lord. He is our Lord and our Savior. We focus on the Savior a lot, but are we focusing on the Lordship of Christ? And that's where we have to set our hearts and minds, so that we can do as he has called each of us to do. Remember, each of us was created and born for a purpose in this earth, to come to faith when we came to faith. For some, if they were, you know, raised in the church, for others, after living lives in the world, you know, because personally, those who know me know my testimony. I was 36 years old before I came to Christ, but God knew all that previous thing. And I know for some of us, we lived full lives before we came to Christ. Some of the brothers that I'm reaching out and speaking to right now. But now God knew just when he wanted us, and he also knows our future and what he wants to use us for. So we have to be able to be in a place that we know that we are valued by God, we are loved by God, and God has a plan and a purpose for our life. No matter where you are right now, whatever you're going through, this is not news to God. God has known just what you're going to go through, but he knows also what you're going to be on the other side of any challenge, trial, temptation that you're going through, that God can deliver you, God has redeemed you, and God is going to use you in ministry to reach someone else, and knowing that he has a purpose for you. I just want to encourage every man that's listening that know that God has a plan and a purpose for each of our lives, and we just have to be obedient to him. But it all begins with discipleship and being open and submissive to the Holy Spirit. The primary goal of Jesus has always been to sanctify all people, all groups, nations. You know, God came to reach all of the world, every tribe, every person, every culture, every ethnic group, every nationality. This is what this is what makes the gospel so wonderful and so powerful. He came for every human being on the earth. But we have to remember where we are. How is God using us where we are and in the circumstances that we find ourselves? God didn't just save us to be self-centered. He didn't save us. He saved us to be his ambassadors, his spokesmen, wherever we are, wherever we go. We are to be salt and light. We are to bring the word of God, the good news of the gospel, into our circumstance and into wherever God has put us. You know, I talked to a pastor recently. We were sharing in a prayer time that, you know, his ministry is to the homeless. He actually goes out into the streets. He ministers to the homeless right where they are. But he doesn't go with the expectation of them, you know, necessarily solving their homeless issue. But just think about it. Just think about it. If we go out and share the gospel with a person who has been living in the street or living in a circumstance, if they come to Christ, now they can be salt and light right where they are. Because we're talking about the souls. We're not talking about, you know, getting everything here in the temporal realm, because that's not true. That's not the expectation that God has. It's about the souls of men. And we have to get to a maturity level where we know what the true gospel is. And we don't get caught up with people promising that God is going to deliver you, God's going to get you a house, God's going to get you a car, all those material things. God is concerned with souls. And if we take the focus on temporal desires, our lustful desires or whatever, we think God's going to call it a blessing in cars and stuff and houses, we are not preaching the true gospel. It's as simple as that. And I challenge us, anybody, again, this is why we must study the word for ourselves. And we won't get caught up in these false teachings, but that's for another episode, another discussion. Amen. But we ought to know that God did not save us to be self-centered. He saved us to be his people, to be his ambassadors wherever we go and wherever we are. And we just all have to remember that. Again, God saved us for a purpose. He might have saved us for us to reach our families, to reach our wives, our children, people that won't hear the gospel. Your pastor might be a wonderful teacher, but some people are not going to hear him. But if you're being discipled by him, then you can go with that understanding, being filled with the Holy Spirit in your own personality, in your own way, and reach someone for Christ. Amen? So, men, today, whenever you're listening to this, I don't want to date it, but whenever you listen to this, you know, it comes to, for us to make a decision whether we will make our faith real, impactful, relinquish our pride, and allow us to learn, grow, and teach others. And will we plant, or will you? I'm trying to say it nice. Will we continue to just plant our butts in the pews, thus making our only impact in the pews, in the church, in the building? We're famous in the church building, but out in the world, no one even knows you're a Christian. You don't shine light nowhere. You're not salt. You're not reaching the lost. You're not doing everything. But in the church, you're famous. You're famous around a certain, you're famous in the crowd. Again, the church, the body of Christ, we are not a fraternity, a sorority, a group, a clique, a social club. We are the church of Jesus Christ, and we're called to take the gospel to all the world and fulfill the Great Commission. Men and brothers, I just thank you for this opportunity to speak to you. I hope someone was encouraged, and I just want to continue to encourage you and continue to pray. No matter what you're going through, no matter what your struggles are, know that God is there. God, repent. Ask God for forgiveness and continue to move forward in the things of God. As always, I pray that you would have a circle of friends, that your circle of influence, that someone is praying for you and praying with you. If you don't have that, I encourage you to start to put men in your life who's going to help you in this Christian walk. Amen? So, amen. We have coming up, let me remind every brother out there, we have a men's Zoom meeting. Jesus Lives Church Ministry, Boys to Men, is having a Zoom meeting on February the 20th at 6 p.m. February the 20th at 6 p.m. You can go to Issues Christian Men's Talk on the Facebook page, and we'll get you the link and the password there. You can also go to Jesus Lives Ministries group page. It's posted there. And we can encourage you to come out. Also, I'll be sending out for the brothers on the text, on my group text or in our text group. I'll be sending that information out as soon as we lock it. We have it locked down, and I just happen not to have it in front of me, but I know we are locked in for February the 20th at 6 p.m. My next episode, I will definitely have the password and the meeting ID in front of me, so I can read it to you and give it to you on in the broadcast. Amen. So again, this has been Deacon Thomas Farr. This has been Issues Christian Men's Talk. Again, on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., we are live. You can call in at 646-668-2636. We are open discussion there. We're prepared to have a discussion on whatever you choose to have a discussion on or issue that you're dealing with, or just to come in and give a word of encouragement to the brothers who may be listening and may be on the line. Also, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr. You can listen to this again. You can send it. You can listen to it online. And you can also go there for the archives of all our past shows we've been talking about. Amen. Amen. Well, again, brothers, thank you for taking this opportunity to listen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And just believe God. No matter what you're going through, no matter what circumstances you're being tested in right now, I don't care what it is, if it's a struggle with addictions, alcohol, pornography, womenizing, lying, cheating, stealing, anything that's unpleasing to God, I say today is the day of repentance. Today is an opportunity to ask God to forgive you and to get up and continue to move forward and seek Him and live a life that's pleasing to Him. God bless you and have a wonderful evening and wonderful day.